us, right? Well, also something else to add to it is that they are 5-4 at home.
We're actually here for the last Cass City victory when they throttled the Lakers in the second half to secure a 69-52 win over the Green and White. Unfortunately, though, that was 21 days ago. Now, John Muir, let's take a look inside the Red Hawk huddle.
I'll tell you what, Coach Aaron Fernald's Cass City Red Hawks, they are led by a quintet of juniors, Sanon Cathrell, Kendall Anthus, Hayden Horn, Colin Rubel, and Lennon Shank. They also have a sophomore, Bryce Fernald, that has gained valuable experience as a starter. And also, you're going to get needed leadership, senior leadership, from the Luke Stern and also Zach Beecher. Those are the two lone seniors on the Cass City roster. Now, the Hawks, they're going to, I think, try to outslash and try to outshoot the Pirates. The last time we covered them, I mentioned already that they hit 10 trays, you know, on this floor, you know, decimating the Lakers. And that's exactly what they're going to try to do against the Pirates tonight.
Our Beach and Cass City have split their last two meetings, but the Pirates have taken 7 of the last 8 games dating all the way back to 2012. It's time for a short break on the WLW Sports Network. Up next, we'll have a look at the tail of the tape. So keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
I'm Ramey Ellis from Snowbird, Michigan. We drove about 40 miles to get to Moore Motors in Carroll, and it's well worth the drive. They make it very easy here at Moore Motors. They're very personable people, and they took good care of us, and they explained to me that if we have any trouble in warranty work or service, if we need a car or something to drive or a vehicle to get around with while they're doing something, that's always available to them. They'll even come and get the vehicle. When we got to Moore Motors, we were kind of undecided on what we wanted, a Ford or a Dodge, and they had both machines ready, and we took the Ford for a ride, and that's the one we picked.
Did you know that Moore Motors has more Super Duty Ford and Heavy Duty Ram trucks in stock than any other dealer in the thumb? It's true. You really do get more at Moore Motors in Carroll. And this week, get any 2018 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in stock at Chrysler employee pricing for everyone. So why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Motors in Carroll to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Motors in Carroll goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
You need to get more at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll.
What's that? But were you just saying you need to switch to the talk of the thumb?
Have you heard that Thumb Cellular is the best cellular service in the thumb? What about their crystal clear service wherever you travel nationwide? Or what about their selection of the latest smartphones and accessories? If you've been holding off on switching carriers or upgrading your old phone, what are you waiting for? You don't have to wait anymore for the big summer or holiday sale to get great savings on phones, plans, and more. Just visit thumbcellular.com/deals. There's always a great deal every month. And if you'd rather shop in person, stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular, and you'll know why they're the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
It's a electric atmosphere here in Cass City. The pep band is blasted away up in the balcony, and we're here at midcourt, courtside on the WLW Sports Network in the Agar Valley Services seats with Clark Ramsey and John Moody. Harbor Beach's season made a 180 when the Pirates apparently made a New Year's resolution to start finishing games. Unlike most of the resolutions, theirs extended into February, with the Orange and Black winning 7 of their last 9 games since January 1st. They are currently vying for their first league title since 2015, being tied currently for first place in Greater Thumb East with KPAC.
Currently, the Pirates are 6-1 on the road, and their two blemishes after New Year's came at home against Croslex and also Marlette.
Currently, they're on a 3-game win streak, Brown City, Ubley, and Sandusky. After tonight, Harbor Beach has 3 more regular season games, including 2 games against Memphis, with only 1 road game remaining for the Pirates. And I'd like to note that Harbor Beach has a better record in stats even when they play on the road than at home.
Now, February has been kind to the Pirates, okay? Now, tonight's going to be a tune-up, I think, for the home stretch. They have 2 games, and I think a big one, of course, on the 20th against KPAC.
And, John, we just got free cookies from the bake sale here.
Oh,
so thank you to the athletic boosters here in Cass City. The Cass City season is a tale of two plots. When they win, which has been the case 6 times this year, Cass City scores on average 60 points per game, winning by an average of 19 points. When the Redhawks lose, they score just 41 points with an average loss margin of 14. That's a 33-point swing in offense for a team that's averaging just 48 per game.
Now, the good stats are predicated on the fact that the Hawks usually play at home after a skid, and that's where they're red hot from the outside.
Currently, they're on a two-game losing streak in the past 2 weeks. Cass City has had just two games because of weather, and they were against the two of the top teams in the Greater Thumb West, Bad Axe and USA. The good news, they kept it close with the Patriots by USA standards, losing by just 13 points.
Yeah, they gave a good showing against Bad Axe, and also they lost to the area's number one team, USA, here in Cass City. That was 56-43.
It's time for a very short break. When we return, we'll have the crystal ball forecast presented by Scherer right here on the WLW Sports Network.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Beautiful rendition by the Kansas City Pep Band here. Now it's time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, Las Vegas has Harbor Beach favored by 7.5 points. The standings right now, John, are Clark Ramsey 4, John Mooney 1, Las Vegas 2. So that means I can go first tonight. I'm taking Harbor Beach by 8 points.
Okay. I've been getting hammered on this over-under business for
yes,
a long
have.
Time. And you said Harbor Beach by 8?
Yes.
So, okay, I've been always going under, right? Well,
yes.
Not tonight. I'm going to go Harbor Beach by 9.
Harbor Beach by 9, according to John Mooney. Now let's meet our starting lineups for both squads. We'll start with the Harbor Beach Pirates. Number 5, a junior, Devin Puff. Number 12, a junior, Michael Anderson. Number 14, a senior, Mason Yan. Number 24, a junior, Parker Yan. And number 54, big man down below, a 6'6" junior, Evan Smiglinski. Harbor Beach, of course, coached by Ron Rubel at the helm for 26 years, coached since 1994. For the Cass City Redhawks, a junior, number 1, Kendall Anthus. Number 3, a junior, Landon Schenk, also getting the start tonight. Number 4, junior, Hayden Horn. He did not start the last time we're here, but he's a critical player in that one. He'll be getting the start tonight. Number 5, a senior, Luke Stern. And number 10, do-it-all junior, Sandon Cothrell, your starting lineup. Anthus, Schenk, Horn, Stern, and Cothrell. For the Pirates, we have Puff, Anderson, Yan, and Smiglinski. Cass City, coached by Aaron Fernald, now into his fifth year as head coach. His first year in his second stint. Harbor Beach and their road black uniforms going right to left across your radio. Cass City in their home white uniforms, a CC on the side of their shorts, a white Red Hawks across their chest, outlined in red as well as white numbers outlined in red as well. For the Pirates, white and orange stripes down the sides of their jerseys, black numbers on black uniforms, with just a white outline there. quite intimidating uniforms. We were talking about that in the JV game, John.
Oh, nice black uniforms for the Harbor Beach Pirates. And, of course, it's an outline number.